Anti-domestic violence campaigners are warning the federal government's plan to reform responsible lending laws could have unintended consequences and could in fact lead to an increase in cases of financial abuse. A parliamentary inquiry is reviewing the plan changes, which the government says are necessary for the post-pandemic economic recovery. Sarah Sedgie has more.
As a parliamentary committee investigates the proposal to relax credit laws, Domestic Violence New South Wales CEO Delia Donovan is among a group of domestic violence advocates who has a message for the politicians that will ultimately decide the fate of the bill.
We saw in COVID-19, you know, how much economic abuse increased for women affected by domestic and family violence. We saw people being coerced into taking out their superannuation. So we know it happens. So by further removing risk management, we're absolutely going to see the impact. So we should be doing things to safeguard women and family affected by domestic abuse. We have a whole of government approach saying, you know, we want to protect people affected by domestic violence. They should be listening to these concerns by experienced advocates with decades and decades of experience.
She says in some domestic violence cases, perpetrators use money as a way to hurt or control someone. Making it easier for them to access credit through the planned winding back of responsible lending laws is something Delia Donovan says could lead to increased financial abuse.
Well, currently the banks are obligated to ensure customers are eligible and suitable for loans. So removing these requirements actually causes a level of unsafety. It's dismantling laws that were seen to safeguard people, and it contradicts the Royal Commission's recommendations to ensure those accountabilities were in place and retain responsible lending. Now banks actually have to ask questions to ensure people can pay back loans. And often, if you're exposed to domestic and family violence, you could be coerced into debt. That will now be easier.
The responsible lending laws have been in place since 2009. The government says its reforms will cut red tape and allow people and businesses to access credit in a faster and more effective way. And it says that's important for the economic recovery ahead after the challenges created by the global pandemic. Julia Davis from the Financial Rights Legal Centre is also worried it will lead to women left with debts they can't pay back.
They'll get an application that says, you know, here's my income, here's my expenses, I want the loan. They'll take it on face value and grant the loan, you know, and the perpetrator will walk off with the cash and the woman gets left holding the debt. Women who have finally escaped an abusive relationship, but they get a copy of their credit report and it is just riddled with debts that they may have not even known about, or they perhaps knew about, but there was nothing they could do to prevent.
And Delia Donovan says financial abuse can also prevent women from leaving an abusive situation.
It does make it harder to leave. People are really, really frightened of homelessness. And that's a really, really big issue around people maybe misunderstanding the complexity of domestic and family violence and why a lot of people end up staying. You know, there's fear of like having no money, losing your network, losing, you know, all types of things that happen through the family law. So, yes, it does increase the risk of people staying in abusive relationships.
The CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales, Delia Donovan, ending Sarah Sedgie's report. And if you're in an abusive situation or you know someone who is, please call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. If it's an emergency, call 000.